May the 4th be with you, Mike. Come on. Everyone knows puns are the highest form of comedy.
You are a dad, so this all checks out so far.
And this is our annual special for Relay FM members. Thank you so much for supporting the shows and the network. Today is May 4th, so we'll be talking about Star Wars Day. If you like weird stuff you can find on Wikipedia, Ungeniused is the show for you.
Not only is that true, what you're going to find out during the course of these next few minutes is why Ungeniused is so fun to listen to, because this story takes a real left turn that you never would have expected.
Obviously, May 4th was chosen for the joke. Even though old Papa George Lucas did not create the day, it is celebrated by Star Wars fans all around the world.
That's right. The so-called joke was used before Star Wars fans came along to use it. The first recorded reference was the phrase being used on May the 4th, 1979, the day Margaret Thatcher took the job as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
Yep, that's what I expected to learn when we started this.
I was very surprised when I read this.
The Conservatives, the political party in the UK, placed a congratulatory advertisement in the London Evening News saying, "May the 4th be with you, Maggie. Congratulations."
It popped up again in British politics in May of 1994, but things started to get real in 1999 when astrophysicist and author Jeannie Cavalos used the saying on page 94 of her 1999 book, The Science of Star Wars.
9 years later, in 2008, a Facebook group celebrating Luke Skywalker Day used the tagline. But as this group currently has a whopping 16 members, I'm not sure they can claim credit.
Best we can tell, the credit for using May the 4th Be With You to talk about May the 4th goes to Sean Ward and Alice Quinn, who produced the first organized celebration of Star Wars Day. This was held at the Toronto Underground Cinema in 2011. The event included a trivia game show based on the original trilogy, a costume contest with celebrity judges, and the web's best tribute films, mashups, parodies, and remixes shown on the big screen.
That sounds like a fun time.
It also sounds like they didn't get the rights to play the movie.
Yeah. We did a bunch of other stuff around it. We can't actually show it to you.
Well, watch a bunch of fan movies, but show you the Star Wars film? No way.
It was a huge success, and the event returned the next year in 2012.
The next year, 2013, things got official because the Walt Disney Company started marking the holiday with several Star Wars events and festivities at Disneyland and Walt Disney World. Having bought Lucasfilm the year prior, this was seen as a way to serve the fans of the beloved franchise, and I think to kind of indicate that they were good parents of the Star Wars franchise.
Yeah, and they've used May 4th to announce Star Wars stuff for years. Just last year in 2020, the company released various Star Wars titles on the Disney Plus streaming service, including the finale of The Clone Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, and an 8-part documentary on the making of The Mandalorian, which, by the way, if you've seen the show, it's great. The documentary is really cool.
And, you know, this is also when a lot of the branding partnerships kick in. You know, like Lego always have new toys on May the 4th. You know, it's like a whole big
thing. Podcasts talk about
it. Indeed. It goes beyond big brands like ours. On Star Wars Day 2015, astronauts in the International Space Station watched Star Wars, and the same year, Ottawa's Peace Tower Bells played the Imperial March, which must have been terrifying if you didn't know what was going on.
It's also ironic for something called the Peace Tower Bells. Not everyone believes May the 4th is the one true Star Wars Day, though.
No way. Star Wars nerds have a dissenting opinion?
For example, the Los Angeles City Council declared May 25th, 2007 a Star Wars Day in honor of the 30th anniversary release date of the first film.
Others recognize the following day, May 5th, as Revenge of the Fifth,
which is
excellent, a play on Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith, and celebrate the Sith Lords and other villainous characters from the Star Wars series, rather than the Jedi.
Even more, celebrate this one day later, on May the 6th, citing Revenge of the Sith, which is a better joke. Than Sith.
No, they took it too far. They took it too far. This is like, aha, we have a funnier day. Do you know what? I'm going to, May 7th, Revenge of the 7th. That's what I'm going to do. And I'll show you all.
Yeah, people love the Star Wars. Obviously, this is probably the most attention the Revenge of the Sith movie gets from a lot of these people.
Yeah.
Nerds.
Live long and prosper, Stephen.